This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I tell you what, they are absolutely crushing it over there. They were on the show back on August 16th, trading at 0085. Now they're trading at around 3 cents a share. We're talking no other than Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Salvador Rosello. Salvador, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, what is Hemp Americana doing today? I know that you guys just recently got your new 17,000 square foot building up there in August, Maine. So give us an update of what's going on up there.
As you mentioned, you were interviewed in 2016. We had nothing then but good wishes. And since then, we had purchased an L200 machine from Vitalis Extraction in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And this is the machine, the biggest machine they ever, extracting machine they ever made. It's a 200-liter machine. So now we have two machines for a total of 210-liter capacity. Fully paid.
Wow.
We hold no debt. And the other ancillary machines that go along with it, including a bottling plant for formulas of CBD oil with different other formulas. So we know right now we have a warehouse, 20,000 square feet warehouse, and it's in Maine, very cold, so we have to insulate it. We have to bring out new electricity for these machines. We have to build a clean room inside the warehouse because the extraction is really a lab condition.
Absolutely.
You know, it has to be clean. So that's where we're embarking now. The cost is almost $500,000. For the upbringing, the machine was $700,000, and it's in the brink of being shipped to Augusta, Maine, and all the machines coming from different areas, including China. So we hope that by March, we might have production of oil.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, yeah. The future of Hemp Americana is looking very strong. I noticed that you put out a press release. You're trying to lock up some major distributors. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Well, I mean, we also have the rolling papers, which you can see in YouTube on the Rolling Thunders with an S, Hemp Papers. There's many videos about those papers. We haven't promoted them yet because we're concentrating on the building of the CBD extraction facility, which once it's done and running, it will be the biggest such enterprise east of the Mississippi. Okay? So we have a tremendous capacity for extraction and distillation and formulation. Okay? But on the other end, we are also going for a decorticating machine for the fiber and a hemp brick and hempcrete for construction material.
Yes, because
also
hemp is used for
everything.
We are
buying a farm. We're buying a farm to establish greenhouses to grow seeds. Specific seeds that are, CBD rich that we would like to help the farmers with the seed, the correct seed, so that we create a symbiotic relationship with these farmers by supplying them the right seed and then extracting for them the oil, either wholesale or retail or whatever. There are many ways of skinning a cat, like they say, but I mean, that's a bad analogy. I love cats.
My guest today is Salvador Rosello. He's the CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HMPQ.
I want to mention something about that. Last Friday, there was a tremendous surge in trading, and there were like 461 million shares traded on last Friday. And then the OTC placed a call and bonds in our website. I don't know why, and they have a policy of keeping the call and bonds as a, you know, buyer beware.
Right.
Because of the unusual trading. But and they keep it for 30 days. It's a kind of medieval punishing measure. You don't have any appeal. It just gets, it's like the scarlet letter. They put it on your chest and you're screwed. Anyway, you know, I wanted to clarify that our company is not a pump and dump company. We have real assets. We have no debt. Everything is paid. I wonder how many of those companies out there can say that.
I agree. I agree. Salvador, in closing, is there anything that you didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yes. The plant that we are building in Maine is a pilot plant to iron out the kinks of this vertical production. That really, it's a horizontal lane, but it's a vertical production. After we finish ironing everything, we will then move to place copies of that lab adjusted to the conditions of different parts of the country. So it's not just one lab that we are placing, but a multitude of labs to supply the demand that is lurking around the corner for CBD, because only 5% of the population or less knows about CBD. And many don't really know what is it about. They heard about it, but so, you know, it's an open market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you've said a lot today. You certainly said it all today. Just to bring everybody up to speed, they're going to be trying to open up their new facility up there in August, Maine, in March. They got a CBD extraction machine, 200 milliliters, plus the other one they have for 10. Salvador, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I think you guys are about to hit it really big, about to turn the corner. I want my listeners to take a look at Hemp Americana. Trade on the OTC markets, HMPQ. Salvador, thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.